More than a day past what experts call the critical three-day window for finding survivors, rescue workers in China saved a 10-year-old girl who had been trapped under her collapsed elementary school for at least 100 hours and a 52-year-old man pinned under rubble for nearly 120. Experts, however, say the death toll could reach 50,000, while authorities prepare for the daunting task of housing and feeding the millions left homeless. ICRC spokesperson Matthew Cochran told us the Chinese government's response has been impressive.
Well, this is a massive disaster. Hundreds of thousands of people affected, and as is the nature of many disasters, the sad truism that the worst affected areas, the areas of most critical need, are often the most difficult to access. The picture is still emerging. I think if you look at the government response, which has been very quick and very large scale, which is extraordinarily important, they're talking in terms of hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of beneficiaries. Our focus is on those people who, for whatever reason, perhaps don't get access to that assistance, the very, very vulnerable, the sick, the poor, and the elderly. So our focus is on helping them to make sure that this impressive government response bears fruit for them as well in the long term.